Tigers.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Ready to fall in love with low prices for Valentine's Day? Time for a Target run. Everything you need for your sweetheart is ready to go. Swing in and pick up fresh flowers, the perfect card, and all their favorite sweets and candy with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to winning their hearts this Valentine's Day. Target run and done.
One part of the game last night that Alabama did win, the coin toss.
That's true.
And they
deferred to next season.
Yeah. But
yesterday, before the game, I had people worried that there was an article expressing the fact that, well, Clemson basically tips their hand with a lot of what they do, and that's what the article suggested. Well, I guess it didn't help Alabama. I think Clemson could have mailed them the playbook. I'm not sure what helped Alabama.
Come on,
man. Hey, look, those two teams didn't belong on the same field. They just didn't. Clemson totally outclassed Alabama. They're just better. They're better in every area. What is... South Carolina and all the ships to say, how are you today, Ramona?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I haven't been feeling very well like the last few weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've been like coughing my lungs out.
Yeah.
And finally decided to do something about it. Well, apparently I've had like a bronchitis.
Oh, great.
Walking pneumonia kind of deal.
And so, great.
So now I'm on the, the antibiotics.
Oh. What does that mean?
I don't know what it's. So,
you get those around the corner or something?
Yeah, at the pharmacy where everybody else gets antibiotics,
right,
Ramona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
A doctor's prescription. Okay. Can you see how that works?
Yeah, I know how it works. It just sounded shady the way you were saying it.
Shady. Yep. An antibiotic is shady. Okay. You know what? Stop hanging out in Colorado. Let's find a different vacation place to go to.
These are retirement communities I'm looking for, not vacation spots.
Yeah. By the way, again, you know, it's like 10 degrees outside, right?
Yeah.
So how is it 112 in here? It defies the laws of physics. In any case, you want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627, you can get in. All right, let's start with this. First of all, Brad Brownell is joining us at 6 p.m. today. Is that correct, 6 p.m.?
That is correct. So far.
All right. What?
No, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. And let's start with that. Let's start with all the haters, all right, because what's his name? Jerry Palm came out with his with his tournament bracketology today, and Clemson was in the first four. Now, you want to get out of that first four deal, but Clemson is in. And I've said from the NC State game on that Clemson was still going to the NCAA tournament and that you can believe what you want to believe and that after they beat Virginia Tech, they would be on the right side of the cut line. Well, according to Jerry Palm, they're on the right side of the cut line. Now, you still have more work to do, but this was never about what anybody else was going to do. It didn't matter. All Clemson needed to do is take care of their own business and guess what is happening. Now, does that one count? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, because you have some Clemson fans, or alleged Clemson fans, who seem to have an agenda, and I'm curious about those people today. Where are you people? Where are you agenda people today? Does this one count? I mean, you know, let me know which ones count. Because apparently, you know, Clemson's been playing too easy a schedule of late. And that these games...
Wait. Now, first the schedule was hard, now it's easy. That's how it works out sometimes.
Right, exactly. See, that's
they're peppered in.
Right, peppered in. They should be peppered in. In this case, they weren't. That's the balance of it. But now Clemson's winning, and that small faction of people, that small faction of whiners and complainers, that small faction of agenda-based people, they don't want to credit them because now, well, yeah, but these teams they're beating aren't any good. Well, yeah, again, everybody else got to play those teams. Everybody else got to play those teams earlier. That's why I knew that after Clemson played as well as they did against NC State, that they would start to go on a streak. It wasn't hard to see. If you actually had open eyes and open mind and you understand what you're saying, then you would have known that this was coming like we did. You wouldn't have been mired. You wouldn't have been complaining. You would have seen that, well, hey, no one was going to play that early schedule that Clemson faced and have success. Nobody was starting their season at Duke, at Syracuse, come home to play Virginia. Nobody. That's a BS schedule. It's like the brain trust there in North Carolina had a little powwow and said, hey, look, Clemson's good in football. We can't let them be good in basketball, too. And we can't have Clemson going 25-10 in basketball. We can't have Clemson challenging Tobacco Road. We can't have any of that. So let's just shoot them down right at the beginning. Let's give them a schedule that's absolutely unworkable. Can't be done. And then when they fail, maybe they'll quit. Here's the bad news. They didn't quit. And they took the North Carolina State game and they used it as impetus and momentum to start playing better because they knew they played their best game of the year. They've played angry since then. Go back to Marquise Reed's tweet after missing the four free throws, whatever it was, a storm is coming. So you knew he wasn't quitting. He was too good a player. And there was too much experience on this team and they're too well coached to quit. So what I saw was I saw a team play their best game against NC State. When I looked ahead at the schedule, I saw a bunch of games they were going to win. So we'll talk to Coach Brownell about some of this. You people who have made those calls previously, you know you are because, I mean, the day after the NC State game, whatever day that was, the first day we were on air after that, I took 4 hours of calls from haters, basically. And it's still a small group of people. It always is. Small group of people who complain the loudest. And, of course, a lot of those people were indicating they don't go to the games. And yet still felt that they had the right to complain about it, which I find sort of odd. Regardless, Clemson has clearly righted the ship and is playing really good basketball right when they need to be. And they're going to wind up going to the NCAA tournament easily. And I don't care what happens the next couple games. I mean, yeah, I think what you want these next couple games is you want to make sure, if you can, you get a split. And I don't think it's going to be easy because Miami gave North Carolina more than a go in Chapel Hill the other day and really is playing pretty well right now. And we'll talk to Coach Brunell about that, in particular some of the matchups that that Clemson will face in that game. One that I think is going to be particularly challenging, and we'll discuss that a little bit later. But in terms of the Virginia Tech game, I mean, what you saw was sort of an odd game. The first half concerned me because it was all three-point shooting. And this is not a team that has been consistently good from the three-point line all year, and that concerned me. And it's sort of the way Virginia Tech makes you play, because they sag off everything. They make post-entry extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Because they're sagging off the wing and they're sagging off from up high. And so the wing player, look, your best post-entry angle is from the wing. And the wing players were having difficulty feeding the post, I thought, even when Thomas got a good seal, and there were times he did and times he didn't. But I thought they were having difficulty feeding the post because of how Virginia Tech plays it. But that, when you're faced with that, you have to be stronger with the ball. Fake a pass to make a pass. You can't just sit there with the ball in your hand for like 5 seconds and then just throw it directly to Thomas. It's never going to get to him in that circumstance. Never. There's just too many hands. Too many sets of hands because of the way Virginia Tech defends it. So you've got to be a little more creative than that. You either have to have better ball movement in terms of moving the basketball from side to side, swinging the ball before and making the defense move before entering it into the post, or you have to be a little more creative with your post-entry passes. Again, fake a pass to make a pass. Old basketball adage, still true today. And that just means you're trying to distort the defense before you enter the ball. You know, it's, and that was a problem, I thought, in the game. But Clemson shot the ball well. They shot the ball well, and that's a little bit of what Virginia Tech sort of baits you, forces you into. Because the way they sag defensively, they're sort of giving you those shots. And if you hit them, you're probably going to fare well. And if you don't, you're probably going to lose. And for the most part, Clemson shot the ball well against Virginia Tech. But the real key was down the stretch again. You know, I didn't think it was a great game from a defensive standpoint for Clemson. I thought it was a good game. But down the stretch, it was great. The last, what was it, 7 minutes? Virginia Tech didn't score a field goal. Well, you're not going to lose. I mean, the offensive possessions by Clemson late in the game, I thought were up and down. You know, I thought there were a couple good possessions and a couple terrible possessions with quick shots, long shots that you just didn't need. But what was consistent was that you weren't letting Virginia Tech score on the other end, the defense. I thought, you know, obviously Thomas was a factor in terms of block shots, in terms of changing shots. But I even thought the limited amount of minutes that Javon White got in, I thought he gave you pretty good defense. And Javon White, to this point, is more of an offensive player than a defensive player because he's still adjusting to the defensive scheme shift from the zone he played at Oral Roberts to the man defense he's playing. He's forced to play at Clemson and the better talent that you're facing. But I thought he competed. He only played like 7-8 minutes, but I thought he gave you 7-8 minutes of solid defense. I also thought a couple of the fouls on Thomas were just patently ridiculous. I just thought absurd. I mean, the one foul, you know, I'm not going to get into it. It's just pointless. Thomas is a foul magnet. Now, whether you get a reputation for that, I don't know. But in some of these guys, it's the same officials over and over and over. Whether it's Lucky, it's the same officials over and over and over making these little touch fouls. I mean, you have to let them play. You have to let them play. And it's almost like, well, man, they know Clemson's not as effective with Thomas. Let's get him off the court. I don't know. You know, I'm not a black helicopter guy. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but, and I'm not a guy who complains about like calls within the game, but I'm talking about a consistent pattern of behavior. Now, again, some of the fouls he commits are just, he's got to know better. Some of the fouls he commits are just stupid fouls. You know, there's a principle of verticality, always has been. You go up straight, you extend your arm without swatting down, you're not going to get called. There was one example of that, you know, where Elijah did that. You know, he's got to play smart. Because, again, I don't know if it's a reputation. I don't know if it's an initiative. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But the guy is like a foul machine. And a lot of these fouls that he picks up, I just don't think they'd be calling on other players. So, you know, I'll leave it up to you people to determine how and why that is. I don't know exactly. But it's an enormous factor. Because when that guy's on the court, Clemson's really, really good. When he's in foul trouble, and look, we have to understand this. Foul trouble isn't just about not being on the court. It's also about how you play when you're on the court. In other words, you know, if he draws two early fouls, let's say he sits the rest of a half, whatever. Once you're saddled with fouls, whether it's two fouls or three fouls or four fouls, it impacts how you play. You can't play as hard defensively. And there aren't many guys who know how to play with fouls. And Elijah Thomas certainly doesn't. But there aren't many guys who do. Playing with fouls is sort of an art form, especially if you're going to keep playing. But what happens is, when a player like Thomas gets in foul trouble, it causes team defense breakdowns. Because he can't be as aggressive defensively. He can't cover up for other people as aggressively. And so it fundamentally damages who you are. It's not just about whether he winds up fouling out. It's about what happens when he's on the court, when he's saddled with the fouls, and how it impacts his individual defense and how it impacts your team defense. And the answer's never good. The answer's never good. Justin, you're up first as soon as we get back. You want to get in? 654-7627. We'll come right to you. Waltip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana, McVee Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here. I want to talk to you a little bit about Pro Flowers. It's that time of year. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I go to Pro Flowers every single year, mainly because it's easy and she will love it. Pro Flowers makes this easy as pie. It's a 7-day freshness guarantee. The quality is amazing. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered means flowers arrive in perfect condition at the perfect time. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry now, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99 plus shipping and handling. This is easy. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect roses for your perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. When you enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, do that. Order that today. Well, a dozen roses, free glass vase for just $24.99. You can't beat it. Proflowers.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Yes, I'm aware the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt to a contract, and we'll get to that and more. We knew this was happening. We knew that you could tell there were four or five teams that were expressing interest. You knew somebody was going to find or sign Kareem Hunt, I should say, to a contract, and you knew what the rationale would be. It, not surprising. Browns GM John Dorsey, we believe he deserves a second chance, Ramona. Just seen the look Ramona just gave. It's always the second chance thing. It's always the second chance thing. Yes, he does, John. He deserves a second chance. He deserves a second chance to sell insurance or, you know, or whatever other gainful employment he can garner. He deserves that. He doesn't deserve a second chance to play football. It's a privilege that should have expired for him. When you hit a woman, when you push a woman, when you do anything physical nature to a woman in terms of meaning them harm, you lose your rights. That's the way it should be. And John, I know you brought him in there, but you're full of crap. You know, Ramona, it's unbelievable. We have all these, who knew we had all these goody-two-shoe types in the National Football League that were so concerned with making sure that a young man had a second chance? Who knew?
they just want him to play football.
Yeah, here's the thing. If Kareem Hunt was named Kareem Smith and sucked and really wasn't a good player, would you be giving him a second chance, John? Would you be concerned about making sure that he had a second chance? If Kareem Hunt was a marginal player, would you be bringing him in to Cleveland because you're concerned about his well-being and you want him to have a second chance? Stop. It's disingenuous, as phony as can be. And the whole world sees right through it, John. Kareem Hunt may have been the most versatile running back in football at the time of his incident. at the time of his aggression. And that's why you and others want him. It has nothing to do with your concern about his humanity. It has nothing to do with your concern about making sure he has a second chance. It's absolute, total garbage, and we all see through it, John. You want Kareem Hunt on your football team because he may be the best running back in the NFL in terms of its total versatility. That's why you want him. And it's sort of sad from a Cleveland standpoint because, in a way, Cleveland was just starting to get some mojo, some feel-good. People were starting to sort of, you know, sort of move in line with them. You know, you could see Cleveland's one of these teams. You know, we always talk about America's team. People were starting to feel good about Cleveland. You know, there was something working there. It was Baker Mayfield. It was the changes that were made. Well, if you want to get people to stop feeling good about you, this is one way. I'm not saying that he can't help you on a football field. You know, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is it's a little curious because you just spent a draft pick on Nick Chubb, and Nick Chubb led the league in a lot of different categories for running back, including yards after contact, and played really, really well for you. And you still have Duke Johnson as well on that roster. So you had a pretty good running back situation. It's interesting that they would be the one. You know, I thought maybe Philadelphia, because they've been so desperate to improve that running back situation. And we'll see. We'll see whether people move on from this and forget about it. I have said before, I didn't find this on video. Degrees of beating women, I guess we're talking about here, which is not really a good conversation to have. But in terms of degrees, the Ray Rice thing was far worse than the Kareem Hunt thing. That's the best I can give him. I can't give him anything better than that. It's a shame. You know what they did? They did my 2 week thing. It was a little more expanded than 2 week, but essentially that's what they've done. When the Kansas City Chiefs first released Kareem Hunt, there's no other team in the NFL that was going to touch him for X period of time. And it's almost like there've been five or six teams just waiting. Like there's some mythical date. Like there's some date that was agreed upon by the teams in the Derby that at this date he becomes touchable. And apparently the date was like February 1st. As soon as February rolled around this year, apparently that's the time frame where people felt, okay, now it's okay to start considering Kareem Hunt. Look, from a football standpoint, the two-headed backfield of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt gives you the most versatile pair of backs in the NFL. From a football standpoint. Again, the difference fundamentally between Ray Rice and Kareem Hunt was that Ray Rice was on the backside of his career. And so it was easy for people to ignore Ray Rice. You knew it was going to be harder for the league to ignore this guy because he was probably the most versatile back in the game. And it had proven that. And quite honestly, the Chiefs dismissing him was one of the reasons they didn't win the Super Bowl. Now, maybe they would have lost to New England anyway, but their chances certainly would have improved dramatically had they had Kareem Hunt. Because now it's still a gap that they have to fill. It's very strange. The whole thing is strange. The whole thing is strange. But one thing I can't stomach this. We believe he deserves a second chance. You're full of crap, John. You're totally 100% full of crap. You don't give a rat's behind about Kareem Hunt getting a second chance unless he was a great player, which he is. And that's why you want to give him a second chance. Again, had he just been a guy, there'd be no talk from the Cleveland Browns about bringing in a guy like this to get a second chance. He's getting a second chance because he was arguably the most versatile back in the league. Arguably the best running back in the National Football League. That's why he's getting a second chance. So stop it. Can't any of you people be honest? Can't any of you people be honest? Don't feed me this crap. Don't give me this, we believe he deserves a second chance. You know, look, I wonder whether any writer asked Dorsey that question. You know, John, would you have believed he deserved a second chance if he was Kareem Smith? If he was the 50th best back in the NFL instead of perhaps the first, would you have believed he deserved a second chance? Or would you stayed away from him at all costs? Yeah, that's what I thought. Justin, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
How you doing, Justin? Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, Walter.
What's going on, Justin?
Walter.
Yeah.
Walter.
Justin, talk or you're going to be gone.
I thought you might think I was Big Ed.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. No, dude, been a fan for a while, listening to the show. A couple of thoughts. Dude, I'm an insurance salesman. That dude, Kareem Hunt, he cannot sell insurance. There's nobody that would hire that guy. I guarantee you.
Right. That's a good point. Just to be clear, that's not a shot at insurance salesmen. I just always use that. I don't know why. Maybe it's because my father owned an insurance agency. But trust me, I don't have any disrespect for insurance agents. And you're probably right. Probably could not get gainful employment at an insurance agency. Yeah, you're right.
He wouldn't pass the background check. That guy doesn't deserve anything other than, you know, what he deserves at this point, you know. I mean, that's just disrespectful to the league, to the people that work hard, you know, guys that try to get on rosters. You know, that's just disrespectful to, you know, give that guy a second chance. Honestly, you know, that's just my opinion. I actually come to talk about Clemson basketball.
Yeah.
So my opinion, I don't know what you watch with the North Carolina State game. I don't know what you take away from it. But from what you took away from that, you said, you know, I felt like they were on a, you know, after that game, the way they played, they were going to go on a winning streak. I think they completely folded in that game. I don't know what you saw with that. I've been watching, I'm 32 now. I've been watching Clemson basketball since I was 12, so 20 years. You know, you've been watching basketball, football, sports way longer than I have. I'm very thankful. I'm glad they've gone on a winning streak, a four-game winning streak, watched every single game. But that's a hard pill to swallow when, you know, everybody's backing them up. It's like, hey, honestly, I don't think Virginia Tech's the real deal. They played this weekend without their best player. And that's just a personal opinion, honestly. I mean, how do you feel about that? They're 11th in the country. They would make the tournament easily.
Yeah, they were 11th in the country. Yeah, they were 11th in the country. So, I mean, I think they were the real deal. You know, look, here's the thing, Justin.
There's been football teams that you've said that have been like Florida. There's been football teams like Florida that you have said that aren't deserving of their ranking.
Yeah.
I don't feel Virginia Tech was deserving of that ranking of 11th in the country. I've watched Virginia Tech. I've watched ACC basketball all year. I don't feel that Virginia Tech was deserving of 11th, whether you think they're
deserving of 11 or not really isn't the point. The point was there had to be some balance in Clemson's schedule eventually, and there is. I thought the NC State game was Clemson's best game of the year to that point. I thought they played hard. NC State had only lost one time at home. They were almost invincible at home, and Clemson went in there and outplayed them for the whole game. I mean, did it without making a single three-point shot, and had what seemed like an insurmountable lead.
They choked at the end.
I mean, Marquise Reed missed four free throws.
Exactly. They went back to OPP, Oliver Purnell.
Yeah. Well, hey listen, when you have a 90% free throw shooter, Justin, who misses four free throws, and he's a good player, chances are he's going to rebound from that, and that's what I thought would happen
Walt,
with
he
him.
Wasn't a 90%, he wasn't a 90% free throw shooter at that point.
Well, he's very close to it, whatever it was. He's very close to it for his career.
Horseshoes and hand grenade. I mean,
Justin, it doesn't matter. You want to argue semantics, that's fine. You're talking 85, 86, 87% free throw shooter, whatever he is. All right? It's not the law. Justin, wait a minute. The law of averages says he's not going to miss four straight free throws. Wow. But you know what, Justin? I've seen Larry Bird do it. So don't tell me it can't be done. Here's an example for you, Justin, a little basketball education 101. The Beverly kid who killed Clemson in that game, who hit the 26-footer, drained it at the buzzer to beat Clemson, that Scara missed blocking by an eighth of an inch when he recovered to the shot, that kid, the next game against Virginia Tech, went 0-for-12 and 0-for-9. It's basketball, Justin. There are things that happen within the game that are just strange, but it doesn't mean anything. My thought was that Clemson felt they deserved to win that game, which they did. They were the better team. They outplayed them. They had some crazy, insane things go against them late, and they rebounded from it just as I thought they would, playing angrily since then. And they have dominated all four teams since then. Dominated.
First of all, no one ever deserves to win a basketball game. You go in there, you compete, you play your heart out.
Yeah, they outplayed them. They outplayed them, Justin. They outplayed them. They outplayed them. They were in full control. They were in full control of that game. What?
Virginia Tech, right? Or
no, no, NC State. They outplayed them. They were in full control of the game. They outplayed them.
Hey, I give you that. No, they outplayed North Carolina State. I grant you that. No, I give you that. And I guarantee that. So I have been
Justin, who are you a fan of? Who are you, Justin, who are you a fan of?
Walt, that's disrespectful. I'm a Clemson fan.
Hard to tell. I mean, I'm not sure what your complaint is then. I'm not sure. I mean, they're playing great. Whoa. They're playing great basketball, Justin. So be happy. Don't worry.
No. Oh, my man.
Justin, I got to get going. I've given you way more time than I normally give anybody. You know, where do you go with that? I gave him all the time I could possibly give him. I mean, you know, listen, here's the thing. If you're a Clemson fan, you should be happy. You should be ecstatic. Clemson absolutely outplayed NC State at NC State. I watched the game. It was their best performance of the year. That's why I felt that they were getting better. I could see it coming together. That's why I anticipated the winning streak. And, you know, Justin, you didn't. And Clemson has won four consecutive times and has moved back to the right side of the cut line in terms of the NCAA tournament. And is it all going to go smoothly the rest of the way? No. Are they going to make the tournament easily? Yes. So you can think whatever you want. And, I mean, if you're trying to find a way, if your argument before was against Brad Brownell and against Clemson, and you're still trying to, as a Clemson fan, trying to find a way for them not to make the tournament because you don't want your prior argument to be wrong, you're not really a Clemson fan.
Yeah, you should be happy they're doing good now. Right. I don't understand. You should go, oh, I was worried for nothing.
Right, exactly. I had it wrong. I'm thrilled to be wrong. I'm thrilled to be wrong. That's what you should be saying now. Not trying to make arguments about how well or trying to diminish what they did. Trying to diminish beating Virginia Tech. Did Virginia Tech ever lead in that game? Did they ever lead? I'm not sure they did. And if they did, it was probably like 2-0 because Clemson got out early. Was it like 15-5 or something? Clemson got out early, whatever it was. And I don't remember them ever trailing. And it was an odd game because for quite a while, it just sort of seemed stuck at like 3-5 points. It wasn't moving off it. Neither team, Clemson couldn't gain any additional separation. Virginia Tech couldn't close. And I think they may have closed to one once or twice. But I don't remember them ever playing with the lead. If they did, it was for, you know, a split second. Because Clemson basically controlled the whole game. It wasn't comfortable control, I'm not saying it was a blowout, but Clemson was on the positive side of the scoreboard virtually the whole game. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials. From 3 to 6, ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's Operational Services team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
Your Play of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time. See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
At Spinks, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern Fried Chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Spinks to fill up and warm up.
Spinks, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
We all came out to monster.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, where WCCP 105.5 The Roar. What did you say that person said who called in about Justin?
They said he must have needed a hearing aid.
I have no idea. Maybe he was listening on the radio. I didn't hear it. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I just think you don't sound like much of a Clemson fan when you're making arguments against what Clemson's done. It's silly. They're playing really well, and you should be happy about that. They're playing a much higher level of basketball. They would not have beaten Virginia Tech earlier in the season. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Listen, Turner's a special place. It's not a chain. It's privately owned. They're just better. I mean, and they're enormous. I've seen the whole operation in the back of it. I've met with all of the experts that Turner's employs. I mean, it's just an amazing operation, the whole thing. I mean, they have 3D CAD technology. They design rings, jewelry every single day. Every single day. It's not like a special day once a year. No, every single day. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days with your guidance in terms of what you want. You can make any changes you want along the way. They can bring, so you can get a piece of jewelry that's exclusive to you, unique, one of a kind. But Turner's also has the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. I mean, it's not even close. And they have the diamonds now, every single day. You can go see them marked today. He can show you all the diamonds you want. It's something for everybody in every price range. Pearls, incredible. Gemstones, watches. The selection of watches is unbelievable. You want a manly watch, get to Turner's. Trust me, I know. You can't find them. I know. I've tried before I bought mine at Turner's. That's a fact. Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. And don't forget, full line of Pandora, the hottest thing in all of jewelry, has been for a decade. A Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies, and they have the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Enormous selection, lots of tiger paw stuff. Also the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area, and they're now carrying the new Groove brand, silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. Go see them. You will thank me later. Yeah, I mean, again, if you're a Clemson basketball fan, I mean, I think you should be ecstatic. You're on the right side of the cut line. Now, according to Jerry Palm, we anticipated that was going to happen. I thought that Clemson was about to go on a major run, and they are. I think the next two games are a little more difficult, and we'll see how those two games play out. But even beyond that, even in a worst-case scenario, I mean, I think Clemson's going to go to the tournament easily. I think they're in. I think they're playing well. I mean, look, barring any significant injury, first of all, Shelton Mitchell is playing with more freedom of movement. I don't know how, why, but he is. The nature of his injury is just like that. You can never be sure from day to day, from week to week, but he is playing with more freedom of movement, and that is an enormous factor. And you're starting to get contributions from other guys. Road Rage anticipated the Hunter Tyson 3. Wrote it on Twitter. Wrote, get him a 3-look. And then he hit that 3. I wanted him to get another 3-look because I'm confident he would have hit that too. He's a shooter who hasn't seen the ball go in. But that kid can play. That kid can play, as I've been telling you all along. He's the purest shooter on the team. Trust me when I tell you that. He is the purest three-point shooter on the team. It just hasn't manifested itself yet. Don't forget, Gabe DeVoe spent 3 seasons throwing up bricks before he decided to become one of the nation's best shooters. I mean, you could see his evolution. It happened slowly. I actually think Hunter Tyson's will happen more quickly. But he's a shooter who had not seen the ball go in. And he needed that. He needed to see that ball go in. And how did he get to that point? Because he was really active, kept the ball alive several times on rebound situations, grabbed a defensive board, kept it alive on offense, was called for a foul, but it didn't matter. Brownell loved the fact that he was so aggressive on the boards. But it started for him with a baseline a reverse left-handed layup, which he spun in. And once he made that move, that's when I wanted him. That's when I wrote on Twitter, get him a look from three. You can go find it. I wrote it. Get him a look from three right now. He got his look from three, drained it. Just like we called. He's going to be a big-time player at Clemson. And so you're starting to see the contributions from some of these guys off the bench. Javon White is starting to play better and better. He'd already been giving you stuff on offense. He'd been giving you 6, 7, 8 points a game. But in this game, he was more needed for his defense on Blackshear, as we discussed at the top of the show. And again, he didn't play a ton of minutes in this game. But the minutes he did play, I thought were key defensively. Key defensive minutes. And that's probably the first time you said all year that Javon White gave you key defensive minutes. There have been other games he gave you some key offensive minutes. There's that. By the way, Ramona, I saw this on Pro Football Focus today. Honestly, I'm sort of losing respect for the people at Pro Football Focus.
How come?
Well, they tweeted this. The highest graded quarterback in the Big Ten this year was Shea Patterson, who narrowly edged out Dwayne Haskins in overall grade. Both were spectacular this season. And I wrote back to them, and apparently the Ohio State people must be all over this because it has 176 likes, and I just did this a few hours ago. I wrote back to them. I wrote, I'd go back and recheck my work if I were you.
Did you tell him to use a red pen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. If your grading came out with Shea Patterson being ranked ahead of Dwayne Haskins at quarterback this year, then either the people who are doing your grading have no idea what they're doing, which would be my first guess. There's no way I can rationally explain that away. It's impossible. I'm sorry. My educated eyes tell me otherwise, right? I watched the whole football season. There is no way that Shea Patterson graded out higher than Dwayne Haskins. Are you insane? How about this? When they played each other, Haskins threw for what? Like 1 million yards and 27 touchdown passes against Michigan? How on earth can you have Shea Patterson graded ahead of Dwayne Haskins? It's impossible. Impossible. The one guy threw for like 5,000 yards and 70% completions. And tore him up in the head-to-head battle. You're telling me that you grade every play and that your end result was that you came out with Shea Patterson being ranked ahead of Dwayne Haskins, and your comment is that both were spectacular, but you have Patterson at 86.2 and Haskins at 85.0. And Trace McSorley, who quite honestly struggled all year, who completed, 56% of his throws? I think something like that. You had him graded at 80.0 third. So really just behind Haskins. I'm sorry, I don't know what you people graded or watched. I'm sorry, I'm getting to the point where I think you have no idea what you're talking about. And so my simple tweet, Ramona, was, which apparently the Ohio State people interpreted correctly, was, I'd go back and recheck my work if I were you. That's impossible. That's impossible. And nobody who watched college football this year would describe Shea Patterson's performance as spectacular. Pro Football Focus did. They said both were spectacular this season. I'm sorry, Shea Patterson was spectacular this season? I watched Michigan's whole season. I never thought of Shea Patterson as spectacular once. Serviceable. It starts with an S. Serviceable starts with an S. It has a different meaning than spectacular. See, spectacular and serviceable mean two different things completely. I would describe Shea Patterson's performance as serviceable. Certainly not spectacular. I'm sorry. Did he get an invite to the Heisman Trophy? Was Shea Patterson there? You know, man, Ramona, maybe I have it wrong. Maybe he was invited to New York. Did
you think? Maybe he was in the back.
Did anybody all year, anywhere, even Michigan fans, talk about how spectacular Shea Patterson was? That's the word they use, spectacular. And that's how they graded him, because they graded him above Askins. I'm sorry. I'm losing faith in you people, okay? I am losing absolute faith in you people. That's impossible. That can't be. There's no way anybody who has eyes wide open and understands what they're saying could have watched this college football season and said, oh, yeah, man, Patterson was better than Haskins. I don't know what you're grading. I just don't know what you're grading. I mean, even if you'd only watched the Ohio State-Michigan game. Again, how many yards did Haskins throw for against Michigan? How many touchdown passes? I mean, I lost count. What did Ohio State score against Michigan? Like 60-something? What do you have, like 7 touchdown passes and 500 yards passing or something of that sort? I'm sorry. There's not a Michigan fan on the planet who would have rather had Shea Patterson this year than Dwayne Haskins. There isn't. We have Michigan fans who listen to the show. In fact, one's on hold right now. There's not a Michigan fan on the planet who would have put Shea Patterson ahead of Dwayne Haskins. That's just stupid. And if you come out at the end of a math problem, right, with the obvious wrong answer, then you go back and you redo it. You say, oh, no, it can't be. That simply can't be. We don't like that answer. We'll go back and change it. You know, for example, Ramona, I know you're not really big on math, but if I say to you, what's 7 times...
That's what calculators are for.
But if I say to you, what's 7 times 7, and your first answer is 240,
right,
you'll probably look at that answer and say, you know what, it may not... It's probably not right. I'm going to have to go back and look at it again because I don't think I really want to go with the 240 answer.
Right.
Okay, well, they came out with 240.
Right.
They multiplied 7 by 7, and for them it came out 240, and they didn't go back and redo their math. They just left it.
Didn't care.
No, worse than left it, they publicized it.
They said, look what I got.
Right, for people like me to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry, there's not a coach in America. There's not a Big 12, there's not a Big 10 coach, none of them, including Jim Harbaugh, who would believe that. None of them. Well, maybe Jim Harbaugh. There's not a Big Ten coach in America who would believe that. None. No one who watched the games this year will believe that Shea Patterson had a higher quarterback rating, graded out higher than did Dwayne Haskins. And when you come out with that answer, you know, hey, look, you know two things. One, you need to hire better people. You can't hire people who aren't qualified to do the grading. Two, when you come out with that answer, you say, oh, no, that's not right. That's 7 by 7 equals 240. That's not right. We have to go back and fix that. They'll redo it all. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Go Blue, we'll tell you on the other side.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
From Fort O'Close, the Chicken Basket will take great care of you and your honey on Valentine's Day. Fresh fried oyster seafood platter and Jeff's famous fresh-made chicken cordon bleu. Valentine's dinner at the Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees Leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-